Clive Bauer. Rouse sits outside. Here's Goudreau into the double block. Give Goudreau the kill.
Tonight, it's the start of the postseason at Wood River as four area squads try to advance in the C19 Sub-District Tournament. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Boudreaux back to serve it away. Mini jump serve. Taken easily by Studi. Connor, set middle. Mestel up. Ball down. So Mestel has three. So Golowski has three. And the Stars lead it by a score of 7-6.
The top seed, Kearney Catholic, is unbeaten and number one in the state. Gibbons, St. Paul, and Minden all try to pull off the upset tonight. It's the C1 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. It is continuing coverage of the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament as the number 2 and 3 seeds get ready to battle here. The 22-4 Minden Whippets and the 17-11 St. Paul Wildcats. In our first match tonight, undefeated and top-ranked Kearney Catholic was able to take care of Gibbon 25-9, 25-7, and 25-13, and awaits the winner of this match. And again, St. Paul and Minden have kind of become thorns in the sides of each other when it comes to girls' athletics, at least, where they have had some good battles, especially on the volleyball court in recent years. And St. Paul would like to upset Minden again here tonight, like they did last season in the sub-district. Minden, on the other hand, trying to get that wild card. Let's just call it what it is. Kearney Catholic is as good a C1 volleyball team as there has been in a lot of years, ranked third in the state, 42nd in the country, third in the all-class state, and number one, of course, in C1. So for anybody else that's in this district, they're trying to get in via the wild card, and Minden's the only team that has a chance to do that. We'll take a break. Look at the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For St. Paul, number 9, 5'3" senior center is Jalen Rice. Number 3, 5'3" junior hitter, Mercedes Lassen. Now, she had been setting, and since the conference tournament, Coach Kane has moved her back into an attack role. Number 14 is a 5'10 sophomore middle blocker, Carrie Sestock. Number 11, 5'9 senior outside hitter, Jordan Robinson. Number 7 is a 5'6" senior outside hitter, Jordan Lucas Savage. And number 20, 5'7 junior middle blocker is Taryn Jonah. The libero is number 10, 5'4 sophomore, Maddie Bosick. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Nancy Harrington and Michaela White, 17-11 on the season. For Minden, number 4, 5'5 sophomore center is Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'9 junior outside hitter is Carly Bauer. Number 14, 5'9 senior middle hitter Sarah Ryan. Number 17, 5'10 senior right side hitter is Olivia Steen. Number 15, 5'8 senior outside hitter is Elena Boudreaux. And number 10 is a 5'10 senior middle hitter, Sydney Stadler. The libero is number 1, 5'5 freshman, Jenna Denny. The head coach of the Men and Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke, Chris Ostermeyer, and Lori Schlutz. They are 22-4 on the season, ranked 5th in Class C1. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. The winner will have to come right back tonight and play Kearney Catholic, who swept Gibbon. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Minden and St. Paul, serve it up in the postseason when we come back.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River. Seth Denny in the house. What more could you ask for when Minden and St. Paul get ready to do battle here tonight? Now, this will be the first meeting of the year between these teams. Minden's losses this year, Kearney Catholic, Sydney, Holdridge, and Grand Island Central Catholic. Holdridge and Grand Island Central Catholic coming on the same day at the Holdridge invite, but Minden has not lost since that time, their conference tournament earlier in the year, so they didn't have a conference tournament late like most schools do, but they have won 8 consecutive matches here. And for St. Paul, they struggled towards the end of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They finished 4th in that tournament and had some tough, tough matches down the stretch. Kearney Catholic twice, Ord, Wood River, St. Cecilia, all state-rated teams. So they're trying to get things turned around here and try to knock off Minden. We're ready to get it going, and the first serve will be St. Paul's. It will run underway, and it's too deep and out of bounds. So I'm sure one of the things Coach Kane says is, we have got to pull out all the stops. We have got to be aggressive. We've got to put the hammer down. That is what has worked for us. But first serve out of bounds, and Allie Rouse now to go after it here for Minden. Safe serve right in the middle there to Jordan Lukasiewicz, set to the outside. Last termination. Mercedes with the first kill of the match, and it is 1-1. She was a big attacker last year, a big part of why they won in the sub-districts. But they moved her to center because they just didn't have one, and Coach Kane figured they finally did a little bit better as the season moved along. They moved her to hitter. Minden goes to middle. Carly Bauer. Bauer swing is deep and out of bounds. And St. Paul takes the 2-1 lead. Lassett also the server now as she moves into the back row. Takes it across to Bauer. Set back to Carly. Middle attack is dug out that time by Lassett. Passed up to the front row and bumped across by the Wildcats. Here's the set middle. Dumped across there by Sarah Ryan. Overpass by St. Paul. Joust at the net. Another swing up front by Ryan. It's blocked right back over to Minden. They go to Bauer on the outside. She blocked again up front. One more time. Rouse going to set right side. This time the lefty dribbles it home. Olivia Steen. After getting blocked 3 times on the right side, they move to the left. And up at that net with the double block, Jordan Robinson and Carrie Sestock. Now at 2-2, the serve is across by Carly Bauer. St. Paul passes it to the outside. Swing taken across there by Jordan Lukasiewicz. She will get the kill. 3-2 St. Paul. Lukasiewicz putting one away there. And again, here in the sub-districts, once you get to the postseason, it's the best of 5. So you would think that 3 sets would tire these teams out. What if they go even longer as the serve is deep and out of bounds by St. Paul and Minden? 2 of their 3 points have been off service errors. Both teams will substitute for the Whippets. They bring in Nicole Stewart as a back row specialist and server here for Coach Ed Rouse. 22-4. And the serve. Crossed by Stewart. Set to the right side. The attack by St. Paul goes angle for a kill. Jordan Robinson. Robinson driving it home. One of the top attackers on this St. Paul team. She has 137 kills, second behind Lucas Savage coming into the night. And it's now 4-3 in favor of St. Paul. Back to serve it away, Alexa Wysocki, who checked in across to Boudreaux. Set back to Elena. Left side attack down and good. Boudreaux with the kill, and that'll make it 4-4. So early on, we've already got a competitive back and forth here between Minden and St. Paul. And back to serve it away now will be Olivia Steen. St. Paul with Lassen out there, already up to 82 kills after being the center primarily most of the season. For Minden, Carly Bauer, 272, Elena Boudreaux, 172, which outnumbers St. Paul's attacks. Right side dribbled across by Jonak. Minden goes right side with the slide, driven across Sydney Stadler, dig made. St. Paul goes outside, tipped into the wide stands there. No room for Jordan Lukasiewicz to put that one in play. And Minden will grab the lead at 5-4. And Steen to serve. Dribbles it back to Maddie Fosick, the libero. Punched across here, and the dig made by Minden. Rouse sends it all the way to the other side. The attack into the net, they say. No block. Boudreaux, even she thought she had driven it off of Taryn Jonak, but they say no. Side out, St. Paul, 5-5. One thing Minden doesn't want to do is let St. Paul hang around and start thinking about how they beat them last year and some other times. They want to get right out there after them. Another service error by St. Paul. That is the third one. 6-5 Minden. Into the ball game for Minden. Anisha Keene playing back row. Now a little jump serve is drilled across there by Boudreaux. St. Paul handles. They go to Jonak, who terminates. Taryn Jonak with the kill as St. Paul turned around that powerful jump serve in a hurry. Again, some sub-districts tonight have just four teams that are playing three matches. Others that had five got underway last night and just have a district final tonight. Keene makes a nice dig off the net serve. They get it to the right side to Stadler, and Sydney will get the kill. And that'll make it 7-6. With Sydney Stadler on the service line. Minden back on top. No one able to string a rally together here. Overpass on the serve and an easy dump down by Minden. That's Carly Bauer with her first kill. Minden now leads it 8-6. First two-point lead by either team here in the early going. And Stadler to serve. Looking for another service point is Sydney Stadler. Good jump serve. Dug out the back row by Lucas Savage and punched across. Stadler's there to pick it up to the outside. Bauer swing deep and out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. They won't get it. Point for St. Paul, and it is 8-7. Again, you're listening to the C19 Subdistrict on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web, as always, flatriverpreps.com. Jalen Rice to serve it across here. Libero Jenna Denny comes in. Outside attack, Carly Bauer floats it over, gets the kill. Second kill for Carly. Makes it 9-7 in favor of Minden. Much bigger crowd in the gym, and it is warmer here in the gym, but they have popped the air conditioner on from time to time as Allie Rouse to serve it away. That could be a factor if this match goes a little bit later. On the outside attack, Lassett is dug out there. Rouse picks it up. They go to Bauer. She'll tip it over the double block. Dig is made by Lucas Savage. Right side attack is blocked by Ryan for an ace. Sarah Ryan with the first ace block of the match. Minden 10 and St. Paul 7. Rouse to serve it away again. Tight, good competitive volleyball here in the early stages of this C19 semifinal. St. Paul sets outside. Lassen elevates. The ball goes down for her second kill. Mercedes Lassen only listed at 5'3". One of these days I'm going to have to find out officially what her vertical is because she gets up there like a 6'3 girl. And Lassen to serve it away now. Cross to Bauer. Set back row this time. Boudreaux, good angle. It's dug out, though, by Fosick. St. Paul keeps it in the back row. Lassen deep on her attack. Point for Minden. 11-8. Whippets lead it by 3. As always, I want to say a big thank you to Jerry Dunn, the athletic director here at Wood River, and our fine sponsors. Carly Bauer to serve for Minden. A serve. They let it go, and it caught the line. 12-8 Whippets. First ace of the match. Bauer again. Takes a run at it. Cuts this down the middle to Posick. Set right side. The attack driven over by Robinson. Dug out in the back row by Rouse. They'll go to Boudreaux. Boudreaux rolls it across. St. Paul dig. They'll get that offense to the outside, and it's Robinson to Lucas Savage. She's blocked. They'll try Lucas Savage again, and she's deep. Blocked the first time, then sent it over the double block. Too deep and out of bounds. 13-8, and Minden making the first little run here of the match. Bauer serve. Passes off the mark, but run down there, and dumped into the net by St. Paul. Couldn't handle the serve that time, but it is 14-8. And it looks like we're going to get our first timeout of the match by Coach Kane. So timeout on the floor in the opening set of this C19 matchup, Minden 14, St. Paul 8. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud to of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And out of the St. Paul timeout, it's still Carly Bauer at the service line for Minden. Knuckles went over to Lucas Savage. Pass stays to the back row. It's run down, though. They get it back to Jordan. Her attack is dug out by Denny, but passed into the net for a Jordan Lucas Savage kill. And we'll get the volleyball back. 14-9. And back to serve it away. It will be Maddie Fosick. Plays libero. Serves it when it's her turn. 14-9 Minden opening game. Winner will get Kearney Catholic, who swept up Gibbon, and the serve is out of bounds. That is the fourth service error by St. Paul. Back into serve for Minden will be Nicole Stewart. Really, really good crowd for this match. Minden has traveled well as the serve comes across, and St. Paul sets middle, and Taryn Jonak able to get it from number 9, Jalen Rice, got it over. Good take that time by Minden to get it back. Free ball here, though, is drilled home by Robinson. Second kill by Jordan Robinson. At a point here for the Cats, as Wysocki re-enters the serve here for St. Paul. Alexa goes to the far left side, and Robinson will check out. On the other side, after serving, Stewart comes out, and Anisha Keene will come in. Serve across to Bauer. Rouse sets outside. The lefty is blocked, but out of bounds. Giving a kill to Olivia Steen. 16-10, Minden. And back to serve it away will be Steen, her second kill. Don't forget, the district final at a site to be determined will be on Friday for Class C teams. Class D teams will be on Thursday. Everybody in C&D playing tonight. A lot of Bs, but the As and Bs finish up mostly Wednesday and Thursday. Here's St. Paul to the outside attack. Lucas Savage tipped it into the block of Rouse. It's nicely dug out. St. Paul gets it outside to Jonak, who drives it over. Bauer dig. Here's the outside attack for Boudreaux. And scrambling, St. Paul gets it over again. That is Lassen, picked up by Keene. Boudreaux from 15 feet off the net gets the kill. Elena Boudreaux was close enough to the scorer's table that she could have checked the scorebook, and she still got a good swing on it to make it 17-10. Olivia Steen now to serve. Steen floats that across. Fosick outside, dumped into their own net, St. Paul, 18-10. So now Minden has picked themselves up a comfortable lead here in the opening set. And Kylie Sestock will check in. And checking out of the game will be Jalen Rice. A couple of guys that have been around the volleyball coaching circles for quite a while and have done a heck of a job as Steen fires it across again. Outside attack is going to go into the net that time from Lucas Savage, and it makes it 19-10 in favor of Minden, four in a row here. Steen again. Lefty goes with a little lollipop, floats that across close to the net. Sestock talks it outside on the set. Back off of her back foot. Lucas Savage gets it over. So here comes Minden with a big swing. Boudreaux. Termination number three for Elena. 20-10. Steen has four in a row, and St. Paul forced to use their second timeout. Best of five, opening set. Minden 20, St. Paul 10 on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
The St. Paul timeout. We're back to action on Olivia Steen's swing. Picked up by the Cats. They go to Lucas Savage near corner. It's deep. And Jordan has lost her mojo right now, trying to find a way to get a ball in. So Coach Kane going to go sub in for her, bring in Kyla Ward-Levich for a moment, try and get her focused maybe before game two. It's just not going her way right now. 21-10 in favor of Minden. Short serve. Up by St. Paul, slide it to Jonak. She goes angle attack up there by Steen, stays in the back row. And the middle, it'll be punched across there by Boudreaux. Dug out by Sestock, and the swing drives in the back row to Bauer. Rouse sets it outside to Boudreaux, who sets it over the net. Nice dig made there by Wysocki. And from the middle, it's Wood Leverage to drive it over. Minden's got a chance, Boudreaux, but she drives it into her own net. And that will end the 6-0 run for Minden. St. Paul picks up the point. Don't forget the Tri-City Storm also at home tonight, taking on Lincoln. And the pregame begins in just moments at 6:45 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off at 7:05. Served by Wood Leverages across to Keene. Middle attack is a huge rip that they call deep. But a tip now is going to be called to the back row. Tip call, point Minden. So Boudreaux will get her fourth kill. 22-11. Boudreaux looked like somebody stole her Halloween costume idea. She was angry on that swing. And now she takes a big swing at the serve and sent it deep. Out of bounds it goes. That's the first service error for Minden. Side out here, St. Paul. Minden in control of the opening game, though, 22-12. Serve, clipped the net, popped across to Boudreaux, run down by Bauer, passed across by Standler. St. Paul gets it set, Sestock. Then it's going to be tipped across there from Kylie to Carey. Tipped back across by Bauer. Great save there by Wysocki, but nobody gets it after that. And Charlie Bauer will get credit for the point. 23-12, Minden. Back into the front row, Sarah Ryan. And serving it up, Cindy Stadler for Minden. Stadler takes a little run at it. Drives a nice one across to Lassen. Tipped across for a St. Paul kill, Kylie Sestock. She went right up there and decided I'm going to take a swing at it, catch him off guard, and did. Now back into the ball game will be Jordan Robinson for St. Paul. And also coming back in will be Jalen Rice to serve it away. 23-13, Minden leads. Trying to get to the state tournament. Of course, this year everybody's in Grand Island. The C's had been in Hastings the first couple of years, but now everything's GI. Silver Cross, Rouse, back set Ryan, right side attack off the block, down and good. Blocked it straight up in the air, but nobody could track it down off that double block. Sarah Ryan with her first kill of the match. And it is game point, Minden. Allie Rouse to serve it away, trying to end game one. And the sophomore setter drops it across, pass close to the net, can't get it over, and that's it. 25-13, great serve by Rouse. Minden takes the opening set 25-13 from St. Paul. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Tournament on Classic Hits. We're back with the numbers in a moment.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a look at the numbers we had on the opening set here. We will start with St. Paul. Mercedes Lassen had the only point on serve in that entire set for St. Paul, and that came when they went up 2-1. Two kills for Lassen, two kills for Jordan Lucas Savage, two kills for Jordan Robinson. Kylie Sestock had a kill. Taryn Jonak had a kill. Eight kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. Minden Alley Rouse, two service points. Sydney Stadler had a service point to kill. Carly Bauer, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Sarah Ryan, an ace block and a kill. Elena Boutreau had four kills. And Olivia Steen, five service points, two kills. 11 kills, one ace block, one ace serve as Minden takes the opening set 25-13. Let's see if St. Paul can cut down on the errors and get back into game two when we come back here on Classic Hits.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
People you know,
community people
you know,
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River High School, bringing you all of tonight's volleyball action. We also have basketball, NBA style, on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as the Miami Heat open defense of their world title with the Boston Celtics tipping off just after 7. Hockey on the breeze, 94.5 FM, as the Tri-City Storm are hosting Lincoln. Face-off is at 7:05. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept Gibbon 25-9, 7-13. Now Minden has taken the opening set from St. Paul 25-13. This was an 8-7 game, and then Minden slowly started to pull away and put this first set in the win column. Best 3-5, and ready to serve it away, Allie Rouse now for Minden to get game two underway here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. Serve is across, set to the outside, swing by Lassen, blocked and in by Ryan, and Steen. And Steen going to get, I believe, credit for that one. First point, Minden and Rouse to serve. Alley sends this one deep middle, picked up there by Fosick. Set to the right side by Lassen, Jonak on the attack, gets the kill. Taryn Jonak with her second kill, St. Paul on the board, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Tomorrow, high school football here on Classic Hits. Bertrand at Kennesaw, pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6, as the serve out of bounds by Jonak. On ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, Broken Bow is at Kearney Catholic, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. The Breeze 94.5 FM will have Blue Hill at Hershey. Also, Sutton St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Central Catholic on 12:30 a.m., 15:50 a.m., and FlatRiverPreps.com. Carly Bauer fires her ace. Second one of the night for Bauer. 3-1 Minden. And Bauer another knuckleball, no spin on that one at all. It's picked up by Lassen, set it back to Mercedes. Angle attack, picked up by Denny, and punched across there by Rouse. Free ball here. St. Paul goes to the outside. Lassen off the back foot, off the net. Rouse picks it up. Scramble here for Minden. It is passed across by Denny out of the back row. Sestock, short set, sister to sister, and it's going to be dug out by Bauer in the back row. Good run down by Rouse to keep it alive. Denny ball across again. Here again, Sestock to Sestock, and this time it's down. Carey with the kill, Kylie with the assist. Side out, Katz, and back in for St. Paul will be Jordan Robinson and Jalen Rice. And Rice will go back to serve it away here. Three back defensively on serve receive here for Minden. As Rice powers it into the corner to Boudreau. Rouse sets it off the net. Right side, Ryan's attack is good. Sarah with her second kill. 4-2 Minden. Minden won the opening set. In to serve Nicole Stewart. Coach Ed Rouse continuing to bring in plenty of players. Rotate them in. Serve once. Defensive back row. Use that libero. Stewart serve. Knuckles it into the back row there. Fosick, right side attack, here comes Robinson, and Jordan gets her third kill. 4-3. Second set starting a lot like the first set did, back and forth tight early on, as Anisha Keene comes in for Minden. And the serve away now, Lassen for St. Paul. Over to Bauer, short set middle, the attack down and good on a quick Sydney Snapper. 5-3, not wasting any time. Hustling back to serve Olivia Steen. St. Paul gets Kyler Wojtilewicz back into the game. And Steen serve. The lefty fires it across. Stays in the middle. Lassen, though, able to set it out to Wojtilewicz. Angle attack. Bauer overpass. Floats to the 10-foot line. Picked up there by Rice. Back row attack. Lassen. Another good dig by the Whippets. Rouse. Little back set on the right side for a tip kill. Sydney Stadler. Stadler with her third kill. 6-3. Minden. Steen to serve. She had five in a row when she was back there in the first set to put some distance between Minden and St. Paul. Another strong serve passed above the net. Tipped there by Boudreau. Couldn't put it away, though. St. Paul returns. Rouse sets Boudreau. Big swing. Another good dig in the back row by Lassen. Set to the outside, Wojtilewicz. Half taps it across. And it's picked up by the Whippets to Boudreau again. Blocked up front that time by Sestock. Dumped over by Rouse. Sestock keeps it alive. One more time, Robinson finished the point for St. Paul. St. Paul was on the defensive the entire point, and then out of nowhere, Robinson gets a swing at it and finishes it up. 6-4, St. Paul point. And St. Paul now going to bring in Brittany Holt, I believe, to serve here. Her first appearance in this ball game. First set went to Minden 25-13. And Minden a 6-4 early lead in the second set. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve is across by Holt. Rouse sets outside Stellar. Drives it across. The dig is made by Lassen. Right side attack. St. Paul Robinson is wide and out of bounds. Side out Minden. And almost every break, we've got a substitution. Always somebody different out there. And suppose it comes back in as the St. Paul libero. As the Lady Boudreau gets ready to serve it away. Jump serve on the way for Boudreau. A lot of top spin. Lassen picks it up. To the outside, it's going to be Wojtilewicz, but she's deep. A lot of errors right now. St. Paul is trying to be aggressive, work around those blocks, stay aggressive on the serve. Their hitting efficiency, not what Coach Kane would want to see. And Boudreau serves again. And it's picked up in the back row there by Lassen. She's all over the place. Right side tap across by Robinson. Goes into the back row here. Bauer going to get a half swing, and then she doesn't get it to the net. Wasn't sure what she wanted to do with it. You see that so many times when you think, I'm going to take a swing, you get in the air, and you go, uh-oh. And that's exactly what that was. Uh-oh. Point for St. Paul. 8-5. And Kylie Sestock back in the front row. Minden leads. St. Paul trying to find a way to get something going here. Alexa Wysocki with the serve. Back row attack. Carly Bauer is deep and out of bounds. Point for the Cats. A very rare point on serve for St. Paul. How rare? Their second of the entire match. Wysocki serve. Ostabauer, close to the net. All Rouse can do is punch it across. Wysocki digs it. Then it's overpassed. A free ball here for Minden. And putting it away will be Sydney Stadler. A little mistake that time for St. Paul. They had a free shot and didn't capitalize. Minden 9-6. Stadler to serve it away. The winner has to come right back after about a 20-minute break to play Kearney Catholic. That's why whoever wins it, they want to win, but they want to do it in fairly quick fashion so that there's some energy in the tank against number one. Overpass on the serve, but a miss hit here by Minden. They put it into their own net. And you see that ball coming right back at you. You know you can just swing as hard as you want. Sometimes you flat out miss it. That's what happened. Point St. Paul. Alawadilevich, the sophomore, to serve it away. Cuts it across to Genadeni. Rouse sets it close to that, sent it into the antenna. At a point here for St. Paul. Pass to Rouse. Put her into the net. She couldn't quite keep it out of the antenna. Chance to tie here for St. Paul. 111. She slaps it short to Bauer. Rouse, slide, Ryan, right side. Miss hit it again. Now Minden making some errors, and we're tied at 9. It's not a crisp match. It's seen some good rallies. A lot of them end with errors. Wojtylewicz over to Denny. There's the pass to Rouse. Good look for Bauer, and she'll drive it across. Somehow Wysocki got a hand on it, but it wasn't enough to keep the ball alive. And Carly Bauer will get her fourth kill. 10-9 Minden. Doug Duda here with a good crowd at Wood River, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Clark Bauer, of course, helping us out tonight as well, as Allie Rouse gets ready to serve it away. Rouse. Knuckleball across there to Wysocki. Perfect pass to Sestock. Jonak is blocked up there by Bauer. Set right back across to the Whippets. Here's a quick swing taken across by Steen. Up into the rafters. Can St. Paul get it back? They do, but a free ball. Ryan punches it into the corner. Well played, Sarah Ryan. Third kill. She said, no need to set this up. I know where I'm going right now. 11-9. Rouse to serve. Set again went to Minden 25-13. It was about this point in the match where they pulled away. Pass is going into the net. A serve for Allie Rouse. 12-9. Very important now for St. Paul to get the ball back because they flat out have not went on a run so far tonight. So they cannot afford to fall behind too much here the way that this match is playing, at least at the moment. Rouse serves it across. Back row attack. Good one that time by Wysocki. Denny makes a great dig. Bauer from the 10-foot line unleashes. Dig made by 111. St. Paul goes outside. Lassen off the tip. Denny with the up and a back row. Bauer, upper back foot, takes it over. St. Paul's got a chance here to do something. Lassen on the outside will drive it over. The dig is made by Boudreau. And Bauer has to tip it across. Overpass, free ball, Ryan. What a rally we've got going. St. Paul's side. Lassen lofts it over. Chance here for the Whippets. Rouse sets middle. Ryan swing. Overpass, free ball. Ryan finally finishes it. I might need a timeout after that one, and Matt Kane, Fairbanks, says we'll take one. Sarah Ryan with her third kill of this game. 4 in a row for Minden. They have now taken a 13-9 lead over St. Paul after winning the first set. Best of five here in the C19 sub-districts on Classic Hits.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Badco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Stadler Implement in Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Stadler Implement in Minden.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Allie Rouse has served 3 in a row, including an ace, and Minden's up 13-9 in the second set here at the C19 sub-districts. Mercedes Lassen drives it across as we're back to action. Dug out, Steen, overswing into the net. Point St. Paul. This is the C19 sub-district of Wood River High School here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Taryn Chodock back to serve it away for St. Paul. Goes with a soft serve right down the near sideline. Rouse sets it up on the outside for Ryan off the tip. It's good. Nobody able to get there to back up the block. And Ryan having a good run through the front row this time. 14-10, Minden. Minden won the first set, 25-13. Charlie Bauer to serve. Bauer punches it down the middle to Wysocki. Sestak runs it down. Wysocki's swing is deep on the back row. 15-10, Minden. Charlie Bauer at the service line. Goes all the way to the back wall and soft toss. Drills it to the middle. Wysocki close to the net, trying to tip it over to Sestak. Ryan is right there and blocks it down. Second ace block for Sarah Ryan. Back into the ball game for St. Paul will be Jordan Lukasavage. And Kyla Wojtylewicz will check out. At the end of each and every match, it's the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us for that. As the serve floats across there to Wysocki. Here's Lassen from off the net and finds a wide open back row. Mercedes just her third kill. And St. Paul will bring Jordan Robinson back in. And also checking in, Jalen Rice to serve. Robinson into the front row. Kearney Catholic, a straight set winner over Gibbon earlier tonight, 9-7-13. They play the winner of this next. This is our second of three matches. Serve across to Jenna Denny, to the outside, Boudreaux, blocked up front by St. Paul. Sestak, it's Carey with the ace block, first of the evening for St. Paul. And the Cats cut it to four. And they have not scored more than three in a row at any point so far in these two sets. Trying to score three in a row here. Rice with the serve. Good one at Denny. Stays the back row. Rouse is going to go ahead and give it to Bauer. Back row attack. Clip the net. Bosick overpass. Free ball. Ryan didn't get a lot on it. Robinson with the dig. Set outside for Lassen. She'll roll it across for the St. Paul point. And it's 16-13. The second time tonight, St. Paul has managed to find three in a row. Now they try to go for four with Rice and really put some pressure back on Minden. Get back into game two. The serve moving it around to Boudreaux. Rouse right back to her on the outside. Boudreaux shoves it into the back row. Dug out there by Lukasavage. And a whistle called on St. Paul. Looks like they were in the net there on a play that there was no play at the net, but somebody brushed the net. And it's going to go back over to Minden. 17-13. Cole Stewart to serve. They haven't been able to score in this rotation. Let's see if it changes here to Fosick. Stays in the back row. Lassen from the 10-foot line. Big swing termination. Mercedes, good kill. And back over to St. Paul. 17-14, your score. As the teams continue to make their multiple substitutions here. Keane back into the back row here for Minden, and Lassen tries a very short serve. Keane has to lay all the way out to pick it up. Does pass the cross. Free ball here for St. Paul. Here is the set. Rice, right side attack, driven through the double block by Jordan Robinson for her fifth kill. It's a two-point game. St. Paul has scored five of the last 6 points. They still trail, though. 17-15 in game two. Serve across to Carly Bauer. Rouse sets middle. Stadler tips. St. Paul picks it up. Players run into each other. Can they do anything with it? No, just set it across. Rouse. Justine sets it too close to the net. Overset, and it's tipped down by St. Paul. Jordan Robinson. Minden got out of system, and Coach Ed Rouse is going to have to call his first timeout of the night. Minden won the first set 25-13, and they were up 16-10, but now it's 17-16. Minden in game two on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden. Proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Back to action here as St. Paul on an attack here. We'll give the ball back over to Minden, making it 18-16 Minden in the second set. Minden also won the opening set, but we're playing the best of five. And Olivia Steen to serve it across. She's had a good night for the service line. Tapped across by Sestock for the kill. Carey with her second. Back over to St. Paul. St. Paul has been to state just two times, both under Coach Kane, although Coach Harrington had some great teams. They were just always in with Central Catholic or SCOTUS. And a lot of those before the wild card, first year of the wild card, St. Paul proved that it didn't work because all three of their losses were to number one SCOTUS, and they didn't get to go. Or Central City, maybe it was. I apologize, but they were always in with one of those powerhouses. But they went 0-7 and 0-8, and Allie Rouse tries to dump it over the net, but is wide and out of bounds. 18-18. St. Paul has come all the way back to tie it up here. Brittany Holt at the service line. Picked up that point, now goes again. And a great serve that time at Anisha Keene to Rouse in the middle. Outside, Sydney Stadler drives it across with a dig by Holt. Good pass up there to Rice. Here is Winolevich with the kill, and St. Paul has the lead. Kyla with her first kill, 19-18 St. Paul. And another serve here by Brittany Holt. That's deep, though, and out of bounds, so we are all tied at 19. We mentioned it in the first set as it went back and forth and we saw some errors. Minden's just tired of seeing St. Paul, and they don't need to get into puncher's match and go a long ways in this one. They need to get the lead and get out of here because they've seen it too many times. As the jump serve is deep and out of bounds. Just missing it was Elena Boudreau. And now back over to Wysocki for St. Paul. 20-19, St. Paul. Also back in there is Kylie Sestock. Minden was up by 6, but that lead is evaporated. Overpass got right back across the net, and all Minden could, or St. Paul could do is give it right back to Minden. So Bauer with a free shot, down and good. Didn't matter. St. Paul was in the net with Carly Bauer with her fifth kill. Minden has been very balanced here. Bauer and Ryan with 5 kills. Stadler and Boudreau with 4. Now all 4 Boudreaux were in the opening set. 6 for Robinson, 5 for Lassett for St. Paul. 20-20, late in game 2. Serve across, slide right side. It's blocked up front, but blocked out of bounds. Give a St. Paul kill to Taryn Jonah, her third. 21-20, St. Paul. Back to serve it away is Winolevich. Put into the net it goes. And back over to Minden. 21 all. Both teams have used a timeout. Both teams have one remaining. And they're in the number one service rotation here for Minden. And that means Allie Rouse is back there to serve it away. They've got their team right where they want them right now. This is the way that Coach Rouse starts them. And Rouse serves it across to Bosick. Here's the set, Sestock, Jonak off the net, blocked up front, Carly Bauer, ace block. And Minden regains lead at 22-21. And I think right here, they're going to use that second timeout. Coach Kane Fairbanks says, I'm not going to wait any longer. So timeout on the floor, very pivotal point of the match right now for St. Paul if they look to pull the upset. 22-21, Minden, we'll be right back.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The winner of this match will play Kearney Catholic in our sub-district final later tonight. Whoever comes out of this plays the winner of the Ward Valentine sub-district final that has just gotten underway up at Burwell. We'll have updates on that for you as well. Minden won the first set 25-13. They now have retaken the lead 22-21 in the second set. St. Paul using their final timeout. And Allie Rouse to serve it away to Wysocki. Sestak out to Lassen, but that time she didn't get over the net. A rare error from Lassen, and it's 23-21. That was a big point right there. The double block was up. She tried to cut around it, go with an angle, and didn't get it over the tape. So Rouse, who already has 6 service points in this game, tries to get Minden to game point. St. Paul's got to get that ball back. Deep serve, opening up late, just picked up by Lucas Savage. Right side attack, Jonak, off the double block, down and good. Taryn with her 4th kill, and so St. Paul does get the ball back. And Jonak to serve, 23-22. Now St. Paul goes for the tie here, deep in the second set. Jonak serve on the sideline is wide and out of bounds, and it is game point Minden. And to serve it will be Carly Bauer, already with a couple of aces in the match. St. Paul has 4 deep on serve receive. Game point, 24-22 Minden. Good serve picked up by Lassen, close to the net. Good job, Sestak, to get it over, but it's out of bounds. And that is game number 2. And Minden, after a late deficit, able to rally back and win it 25-22. Minden is up 2 games to none on St. Paul. We'll give you some numbers when we continue on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Two sets to none. Minden is up here. Let's take a look at the numbers we had in game number 2. For St. Paul, Kyla Wedelnevich, 2 service points, 1 kill. Mercedes Lassen, 2 service points, 3 kills. Jalen Rice, 2 service points. Jordan Robinson had 4 kills in the set. Kerry Sestak had an ace block and 2 kills. Alexa Wysocki had a service point. Brittany Holt, 2 service points. And Taryn Jonak had 3 kills. 13 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves for St. Paul. For Minden, Allie Rouse, 6 service points, 1 was an ace. Sydney Stadler, 3 kills. Carly Bauer, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, an ace block, and 2 kills. Sarah Ryan, an ace block, and 4 kills. Elena Boudreau had a service point. Olivia Steen, an ace block, and 1 kill. 9 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Minden pulls out set number 2, 25-22. That goes along with their opening set, 25-13 victory. They're up 2 games to none in the best of 5 C19 Subdistrict Semifinal. But it's not over yet. St. Paul ready to battle. I think both teams can still play better. And if St. Paul is that team that plays better, they've got a chance to keep this match going. If Minden plays better and plays up to their capabilities, I think they can finish this off in 3 and then turn around and get ready for Kearney Catholic. Again, big game here for Minden in their wild card standings, needing this win here against St. Paul and avoid being upset for the 2nd consecutive year. We'll take a break and be back with the 3rd right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Whippets trying to get back to the state tournament. They were there last year, finished in fourth place, losing to SCOTUS and to Grand Island Central Catholic. They were there in 99, the first time that Ed Rouse took them there, had an epic opening set win against, opening match win against Loganview. They were there in 2007 with a state runner-up, lost to Ord in the state final. And 2011 looking to make their back-to-back trip here. Let's see if they can get the job done as the serve is across by St. Paul. Minden sets to the outside. Charlie Powers will pick up her sixth kill, which is the team high for Minden. No one's really tore up from that aspect. She's got six, five for Ryan, Boudreaux, and Stadler with four for St. Paul, six for Robinson, five for Lassen, four for Jonak, and a service error brings it back over to St. Paul. 1-1. Game three, St. Paul trailing two sets to none as they go back to serve it here with Jennifer Furnow. For the first time, Jennifer will come in. Coach Kane trying to find a way to get something going here, but the serve's deep out of bounds. The team's exchange of service errors back over to Minden. Tomorrow, high school football, more district volleyball championships Thursday and Friday. The state tournament gets underway next Thursday. We'll tell you more about that a little later on. Right now, Carly Bauer serves. It's out of bounds. So each team figuring that it's not Christmas Eve, it's Halloween Eve, so a few gifts being handed out here. Tomorrow's football, by the way, will take us to Kennesaw here on Classic Hits as they take on the Bertrand Vikings. And how about another service error? All of a sudden, nobody can put one in play. So Minden, another chance here for them. And back to serve it away is going to be Nicole Stewart. Pass goes close to the net. Good job there by Jalen Rice to save it. They get it back over. Overpassed and put away by St. Paul. Wow. Minden, I think, started to celebrate because they didn't think the ball was coming over. And Carrie Sestock will get her third kill. 3-3. Good hustle there by Fosick to get it back over the net. Four substitutions on the way. St. Paul brings Wodilewicz back into the front row. And Lassen to go back and serve it away. Picked up by Keene. Middle attack. It'll be tapped across there by the Whippets. Dug out St. Paul. Right side. They're going to punch it over with Robinson. Dig made Stadler, set to the outside. Boudreaux, swing is going to be down and good. It went off Lassen and then shot straight off the beam. Down and good. Boudreaux with her fifth kill, first though, since the first set. 4-3 Minden in a warm gymnasium here with the nice weather we've had the last couple of days. Serve is across by Olivia Steen to the outside. Wodilewicz floats it across. Rouse will set it back to Boudreaux. Middle block up there by Sestock. Another ace block for Carrier. Second. 4-4. The start of each of the three sets so far have been very close in the way they've looked. All about the same. Starting out close back and forth through the first 7, 8, 9 points for each team. Class C1 will be played at Grand Island Senior High before moving to the Heartland Events Center at the state tournament. As this serve is picked up by Anisha Keene, Rouse backs that right side. The swing is blocked but out of bounds for a Boudreaux kill. 5-4 Minden as we go back and forth. Kearney Catholic's going to get the night session at the state tournament. That's already been determined. They're the number one seed. They'll play at 8:30 in each of their matches if they keep winning at the state tournament. C1 final this year will be the last championship. They were the first one last year. Boudreaux, powerful jump serve, handled here to the outside. Wodilewicz is passed into the Raptors, didn't hit one, so a chance for Minden to get it back, and they do. Good hustle by Bauer. Jonak, free ball, right side attack. Robinson finishes. Jordan with her seventh kill. 5-5. No one has been able to do anything on their serve here in game number three. Minden right now, they're sixth in the wild card points. They would like to kind of get in, unless they beat Kearney Catholic tonight. They could get in about that 6B on the other side of the bracket as the attack by Bauer is down and good. Seventh kill for Carly. 6-5 Minden. Round and round we go. Quick first round through the rotation here in the third set. Minden's up 25-13, 25-22. Sydney Stadler's serve. flipped the net, picked up by Fosick, run down there by Sestock, and punched across by Wysocki, but it's deep. And Minden has a two-point lead. First two-point lead by either team here in the third set. First point on serve by either team here in the third set. Stadler will try and get crazy and keep it going here. Serve across. Picked up there by Wysocki. They go back to Alexa in the back row. Punches it across. Dug out there by Shea Taylor, who is now in. And an outside attack is deep by the Whippets. So Taylor, who was the libero earlier in the year, now they'll bring in Jenna Denny, the libero. So they're both in there. Point St. Paul. From Burwell, Ord takes the first set, 25-18 from Valentine. 25-18, Ord takes the first set from Valentine. The winner of that plays the winner of tonight's sub-district Friday night for a trip to state. Harley Bowers' attack is dug out here. They go to the outside. Lassett, near side swing, dug out by Jenna Denny. Set to the back row. A little confusion about who that's supposed to get to, so they set it over. Free ball here. Lassett will put it down. Those are the kind that Mercedes like. Pretty easy one there for Lassett, and she did not miss. 7-7. And number 7, Jordan Lukasiewicz on the serve. Just pick up her first point of the night. Floats this one short to Boudreau. Rouse dumps it across, and it's good. Allie Rouse, her first kill of the night. On the dump. Brings it into the hands of Olivia Steen of the front row, and Rouse will go back and serve it away. Rouse takes a little extra time here and now fires one over. Here's the set for the back row. It has to be bumped across there by Wysocki. Denny gets it up to Rouse. Short set Ryan off the net. One arm Lassen and back to Mercedes. Got a swing on it. Boudreau with the up. Rouse sets back and it's going to be Steen. Can't get it over. Attack error Minden. 8-8. St. Paul continuing to battle. Once again, we've seen a few errors here. Jonak back to serve, but before she does, they're going to sub out for her. Jennifer Fernow will come in and serve. Jen came in earlier in this set, and will serve again at 8-8 in the third. Clipped the net, got across. It's an ace. Ace serve for Jennifer Fernow, and St. Paul regains the lead. They've scored 4 of the last 5. They're up 9-8. Minden's going to put 4 back now on serve receive. And across it comes to Boudreau. Rouse sets middle. Here's Bauer. Her attack is down and good. Haven't heard from Carly in a little bit. She's back in the front row. Got her 8th kill. Just that quickly, she goes back to serve. And the libero, Fosick, re-enters here for St. Paul. 9-9 in the third. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic, an easy sweep of Gibbon. They await the winner. Strong serve. Sestak sets to the outside. Taken across by Lassett. Overpass by Minden, but Rouse keeps it out of the net. Boudreau drives it through the double block. Great job by the Sestak sisters to get it, and then nobody picked it up. They blocked it high into the air. They weren't sure which one actually touched it, so they didn't want to hit it again, and nobody came to get it for St. Paul. Waste of a good block that time. Give Boudreau credit. Carly Bauer now to serve it away again, but out of bounds. 10-10, third set. Robinson into the front row. In other action tonight, Twin Loop takes the first set from Ansley Litchfield up at Broken Bow, 25-18. Also volleyball going on at Kearney Catholic tonight between Axtell and Amherst. And now the serve across by Jalen Rice. Rouse sets to the outside. Boudreau, near side attack, hit the net and went down. Stayed in bounds. And Boudreau now has 8 kills, tied with Bauer for the team high. 11-10. And Jenna Denny is going to stay in and serve this time around for Coach Rouse. Down the right side it goes to Lassen. Trying to get it back to Mercedes. She's off the net, the 10-foot line, rolls it across. Boudreau is there, back set Steen. She'll tip it across, picked up by Carrie Sestock. Get it to the outside. Lassen is so close to the net that it's blocked. Was it in or out? The call is the block is in, and Minden will get the point off of Olivia Steen. 12-10 Whippets. Denny gets to serve again. Takes her time. Fires that one deep middle. Picked up there by Jordan Lukasiewicz. Outside Lassett. Blocked again. Nice dig that time, though, by Lukasiewicz. Right side. It'll be driven over Robinson. Denny with the up. Back sets Steen. She's blocked. Digs her own block. Good play going on right now to Boudreau. Boudreau rolls it across. Dig made by Lassen. Set in the middle. Sestock tips it across. Denny kept it alive. Bauer runs it down. Rouse has to go to the back row to pass it over. Free ball here for St. Paul. They'll set to the outside. Here comes Lassen. And Denny with the overpass. Out of bounds. Give the kill to Mercedes Lassen, her seventh kill. 12-11. If Lassen can get a good set when she has some run under her, when she can get a few steps to the net, she's just about impossible to stop. Now she serves it across. Nearly an ace. Minden passes it over, but it's a free ball at the 10-foot line. And they'll take a swing with Lucas Savage. Didn't get a lot on it. Rouse up front to Steen. She knocked it across. St. Paul struggling here. They run into each other and get it over. Now this is not a very crisp point. Stadler in the middle will finish it for Minden. Fifth kill for Sydney Stadler. 13-11. Minden with the lead. And back to Sivit away will be Olivia Steen. 6 points from the service line for her tonight. Minden's up 2-0. It's a tight third, 13-11. St. Paul right side, Robinson, far corner is wide open, and Jordan will finish her eighth kill. 13-12, halfway through, set number three. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Fosick. Sometimes Fosick serves, sometimes she doesn't. Coach Kane now looking for a rotation check. See if he's got his girls in the right place. Lassen is in the back row. Rice is in there. Also in there is Robinson and Lucas Savage. I think there might be a little confusion about where the libero is supposed to be as they still check it out there. Again, earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept Gibbon. Minden's won the first two sets here, 25-13 and 25-22, and they lead 13-12 of the third. Now we're ready to go, and Fosick floats it across. Back set, right side, Boudreau is in. Elena Boudreau, 4 kills, 5 kills in this set, 9 of the match, 14-12. Credit the Minden student body as well. They've done a little Halloween work tonight as they cheer on their Lady Whippets. And Elena Boudreau now with the jump serve. Haven't picked up a lot of points off of that, but she will here. Ace serve is passed back into the net. 15-12, Minden. Boudreau with her first service ace, and that's only the fourth of the match for Minden. St. Paul has just one. Jump serve again. There's a powerful one that goes off the back of the court, run down by Lassen, and Jonak able to punch it across. Denny gets it to Rouse, set to the middle. Bauer blocked up front that time by Robinson, still alive. Now the right side, it'll be Stadler, and she'll finish. Sydney Stadler with the kill, 16-12 now, and Minden has their biggest lead of the third set. Let's see what St. Paul wants to do here. They're going to play at least one more point. I imagine that would be it, though, if they don't get this back. Another strong jump serve that stays in the back row. They'll have to pass it across back to the net. Jonak does that. Free ball here for Minden. Rouse back set, little slide that time. It's going to be Stadler. Good up that time by Rice, and it's dumped across by Lucas Savage. Minden scrambles. They get it to Bauer. Taps it over. Point over. Charlie Bauer with the kill. 4 in a row. Time out. St. Paul. Season is on the line. Minden's up 2-0. And 17-12 of the third. You're listening to the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Minden.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
volleyball action going on around the area. If you're at a game and want to call in your scores, 236-9900, we'll pass it along. Overton has swept Wilcox Hildreth, and Alma has swept Elm Creek. So those two playing in the sub-district final tonight. Right now, out of the St. Paul timeout, Boudreaux continues to just throw bullets over at another ace serve here. It's going to be 18-12. Elena Boudreaux with four in a row here for Minden. And they have now scored five in a row. It was 13-12. We were back and forth the whole set. And now Minden pulling away, trying to sweep it. Great serves, but Lassen able to handle this right side attack. Robinson finishes. Ninth kill for Jordan. And St. Paul gets the ball back. We got some work to do down 18-13. Brittany Holt, Jennifer Fernow, Jordan Robinson, Jalen Rice, Jordan Lucas Savage, the seniors on this St. Paul team want to find a way to get to a fourth set. And Alexa Wysocki serves it across. Good pass to Rouse. Back set to Stadler. Stadler with an easy put away that time. Seventh kill for Sydney. Don't forget, whenever this match ends, the Bisco Sports postgame show will run down the final stats and then get you on to the championship match, Kearney Catholic against the winner of our match here. And a serve across by Sydney Stadler. Sent to the outside. Here's Lucas Savage. She'll get the kill. Jordan with just her third kill, first since the opening set. St. Paul's got to find a way to string some points together. They just haven't been able to do it tonight, and that has been the big difference. And to serve it away and trying to change that will be Jordan Lucas Savage. Floats it middle to Boudreaux. Low pass. Rouse handles it to Bauer. Big swing. Lucas Savage dig. Wysocki sets middle. Here's Lassen. Partially blocked by Ryan. They keep it up. And Bauer will knock it across, but chance here for St. Paul. Set to Jonak. Drives it over. Denny with the pass. Back to Rouse. Slide right side. Ryan floats it into the back middle. Lucas Savage keeps it up. Now she's able to punch it across. Not much on it. Denny with a good dig. Set to the outside. Bauer. Termination. Number 10 for Carly Bauer. 20-14. Minden inching closer to a very important win here tonight. Allie Rouse to serve it away. 20-14. St. Paul cannot afford to give away anymore. They need that ball back. Across to Lucas Savage. Sestock runs it down. Gets it to Jonak on the right side. Dug out in the back row by Denny. Rouse sets for Minden. Here comes Bauer on the left side, but she's deep and out of bounds. Back to St. Paul. Jonak's turn to serve. 20-15. The first two sets went to Minden. 25-13, 25-22. And the serve by Jonak. Right at Bauer. Rouse sets back row. Boudreaux wasn't ready and set it into the net. They didn't call him the net. They're going to let him play on. You can hear the crowd. St. Paul sets to the outside. Lassen is blocked. Oh, they missed one. Flat out missed it. And a block for Sarah Ryan. St. Paul couldn't afford to not get that call. And you can hear the crowd right now not happy. Both sets of crowd fans know. So a mistake, but tell you what, I guess that happens. Lassen on the attack, gets the kill, so St. Paul gets the ball back here. They're not giving up. They're not worried about it. They play on. Mercedes with her eighth kill. Robinson back in, and so is Rice. And Jayla will go back to serve. St. Paul, though, running out of time. Cannot afford to exchange points right now. Jalen Rice got him a couple from the service line last game. She needs to get him at least that many here. At Jenna Denny, good pass, but Rouse stepped under the center line on the set. And that's the first time we've seen that from Minden tonight. As Rouse stepped across the center line, clear, 21-17. And Rice to serve again. Try to cut it to three. Rice, good strong serve, stands in the back row, it's an ace, 21-18, so maybe a little faith there for St. Paul, and a timeout here by Coach Ed Rouse, he's got two, he's going to go ahead and use one right here, timeout on the floor, Minden's up two games to none, they're up 21-18 in the third, St. Paul trying to come back when we return on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens. Around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 21-18 Minden, but St. Paul has scored three in a row. And back there serving Jalen Rice, got an ace serve last time. Rice serves a strong one. Bauer ties her up in the back row. Denny gets it up to Boudreaux, takes a half swing. Dug out by Lucas Savage. Passed up front close to the net. Lassen is blocked. Sarah Ryan and Olivia Steen. They'll get credit for the point. Side out for Minden. 22-18. 3 points away from the match. Ernie Catholic awaits the winner. And Jenna Denny, the freshman libero, to serve it away. Her serve into the net. Point for St. Paul. 22-19. Minden leading St. Paul. And Mercedes Lassen now at the service line. Drives that back row middle to Bauer. Rouse gets it outside. Boudreaux, near side attack. Dug out by Lassen. Beautiful pass to Rice. Here's Lucas Savage, but she's deep. And out of bounds. No tip. Point. Minden, 23-19. St. Paul's season, 2 points from being over. Olivia Steen will try and make it one on this serve. Deep serve, but it's in. It's an ace. And it is match point for Minden, trying to sweep out St. Paul and avenge last year's loss. Match point, Steen, 24-19. And the lefty fires across the strong one to Fosick. It's passed into the air. Stays in the back row. Fosick with the swing. Dug out by Bauer. Rouse slide. Right side Stadler. Termination. And Minden moves on with a straight set victory over St. Paul, 25-13, 25-22, and 25-19. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to Wood River. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season as we move into the winter. Check them out for basketball, wrestling. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, two matches that were sweeps, but totally different in the way they were played. Kearney Catholic sweeps out Gibbon, and Minden just finished off St. Paul. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set. First of all, for St. Paul, I had Mercedes Lassen with three kills. Jordan Lukasavage had a service point and a kill. Jalen Rice, two service points. One was an ace. Jordan Robinson had three kills. Terry Sestock had an ace block and a kill. Jennifer Furnow had an ace serve. Eight kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Minden, Jenna Denny had a service point. Allie Rouse had a kill. Sydney Stadler had a service point and four kills. Carly Bauer had a service point and five kills. Sarah Ryan, two ace blocks. Selena Boudreaux, four service points, two of them aces. She had five kills. Olivia Steen, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block in this set. Overall, I had Minden for 15 kills. They found three ace blocks, and they were able to chip in with three ace serves. So St. Paul's errors drastically cut down in that third set, but Minden earned 21 of their 25 points to win it. 25-19. We're about 28 minutes away from the start of Kearney Catholic Minden. In case you're on the road or somewhere else coming in to this championship match. So that'll get going at about 8:05, 8:10 here tonight. We're not done, though, with the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the cumulative stats of St. Paul Minden right after this.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Badco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Stadler Implement in Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Stadler Implement in Minden.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final stats of our Minden and St. Paul matchup here in these three sets. First of all, for St. Paul, Tyler Wojnarowicz had two service points and one kill. Mercedes Lassett had three service points, and she had eight kills tonight. Slide down to Jordan Lukasiewicz, who had a service point and three kills. Jalen Rice, four service points. One was an ace. Jordan Robinson had a team-high nine kills in her final match for the Wildcats. Kylie Sestock had one kill. Carrie Sestock had two ace blocks and three kills. Alexa Wysocki, a service point. Jennifer Fernow, an ace serve. Brittany Holt, two service points. Taryn Jonak had four kills. And give Coach Kane Fairbanks a little bit of credit there as well. Not only is he a great coach, he found a way to slide all his seniors in on their final match tonight, at least for a little bit. St. Paul finished with 29 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves, as the Cats will finish the season at 17-12. For Minden, Jenna Denny had one service point. Allie Rouse had eight service points. One was an ace, one kill. Sydney Stadler had two service points and eight kills. Carly Bauer had eight service points, two of the aces. She had an ace block and a match-high 10 kills. Sarah Ryan led the team in ace blocks with four. She had five kills. Elena Boudreaux, five service points, two of them aces. She had nine kills. Olivia Steen, eight service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, and two kills. 35 kills for Minden, 7 ace blocks, 6 ace serves, as the Whippets improved to 23-4 on the season with a 25-13, 25-22, 25-19 win over St. Paul. That earns them their second meeting with Kearney Catholic this season. Beat them way earlier the first Tuesday of the regular season in the triangular over at Gibbon 1 of Minden's four losses. Of course, Kearney Catholic now 31-0. Have some other scores that are coming in. Ansley Litchfield and Twin Loop are tied at a set apiece. Ansley Litchfield winning the second set, 25-14. Ord is now up two sets to none on Valentine, 25-18, 25-20. The winner of that plays the winner of the Kearney Catholic Minden match on Friday night in the district final. Overton and Alma are playing in their Class D sub-district final this evening after both winning earlier tonight in straight sets. We'll take a final break, wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a minute.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
First two matches are in the books at the C19 sub-districts, with Kearney Catholic and Minden, the top two seeds, advancing on in straight sets. We're looking forward to some good volleyball action tonight here in our sub-district final between Minden and Kearney Catholic. And it's coming up in just about 20 minutes. We're going to take about a 15-minute break. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, get your game on, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Worldwide headquarters in downtown Ord. And as we said, Ord leads Valentine 2-0 as they get ready to play the winner of this match in Friday's district final, which, of course, we will have for you. Tomorrow night, it's high school football, Kennesaw and Bertrand here on Classic Hits. 6 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 5:30. Kearney Catholic football team will host Broken Bow tomorrow night at 7 on ESPN 1460. Right now on ESPN, Boston and Miami in the first half of the NBA opener. And Tri-City Storm Hockey is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So far tonight, it was Kearney Catholic sweeping Gibbon, 25-9, 7-13. Minden sweeps out St. Paul, 25-13, 22-19. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dittus saying thanks for joining us. We'll be back in 15 minutes with Kearney Catholic Minden here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.